Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
Many of us have never even been tested for COVID-19. We have not had an occurrence where we've had to be. Several of us have been tested multiple times. The Association of American Medical Colleges is now calling for a coordinated national testing strategy to help identify and track and help stop the spread of COVID-19, or certainly to slow it. Joining us right now, the Senior Director, Science Policy and Regulatory Council at the Association of American Medical Colleges, Heather Pierce. Heather, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why the call now for better testing?
Well, as you can see, cases are rising everywhere across the country. We're more than 7 months into the most active stages of this pandemic. And testing is one of the most important things that we can do to get a handle on where the virus is and take measures to suppress it. The strategy that's been happening so far isn't working, and it's really time for a reset.
So what's wrong with the way that it's been going, and what do you propose that we do differently?
Well, the strategy so far has been to say that each state should come up with its own testing plan, its own strategy for deciding when to test, who to test, what components to use, where to get various supplies, and that's not working. The virus itself doesn't respect state borders, and we need guidance to be able to test the same way across every state. That doesn't mean every place needs the same number of tests, but that means we should all be using the same criteria so we can quickly compare data from state to state.
So let's talk about how and why and when people should be tested, because there's a lot of different methods for testing, right?
There really are.
And
testing. So really we talk about three different types of tests. So diagnostic testing, that's to find out, are you infected right now, and what do you need to do to protect yourself and others around you? And so that should be any person who's symptomatic or anyone who has come into close contact with someone who is symptomatic or has been confirmed to have the disease. That's the kind of testing we usually think about.
And so when should these be administered? How should they be administered? If you're talking about a national plan, what would that plan look like?
Well, that plan would have not only a robust diagnostic testing to find out who's infected, but also regular systematic screening testing. That's testing people who are not suspected of having the virus to make sure we understand where it is. This is a pretty tricky disease because the virus spreads from person to person, but not everyone who gets it will get sick. And those who spread it, who don't get sick, can spread it to people who will get sick. And so having a regular screening program where we're testing faculty at colleges and universities, staff at K-12 students at schools, and places where people live closely together, like nursing homes and homeless shelters. That's an absolutely essential piece, and we need to be doing this the same way across the country.
Of course, testing can't replace social distancing and masking, because I think that too often people get a negative test and they just feel like they're fine. Sometimes there can be a delay, though, between the time that they're tested and they test negative and the time that they actually are shown to have coronavirus.
You're absolutely right, Paul. Testing is one piece of the pandemic response. It helps us understand where to increase the public health measures that we know work to prevent the spread of the disease. So wearing masks, social distancing, hand washing, and most importantly, using the information we get from the test to make smarter decisions.
You also have a new testing guide that you've developed to kind of help people determine, you know, when and where and how to get tested. Some of these things we've been talking about here this morning. Where can people find that? Because I'm sure that people will have more questions about COVID testing.
Absolutely. You can find it on the website for the Association of American Medical Colleges, and that's just AAMC.org. You can click on the testing guide there, read our new recommendations, and see a proposal that suggests that we need to test up to 9 million people a day in this country to understand where the virus is.
Yeah, these are great proposals. All sounds like it makes sense, solid science behind it. What happens next? Are you able to submit this to federal health officials in the hopes that maybe this will get implemented?
Well, we'll certainly be proposing this to federal policymakers. There are a lot of agencies and a lot of stakeholders who are involved in this. And this is not the only call for a national testing strategy. So we're hopeful that with a combination of federal funding and federal focus on what we need to do to get through this new wave of the pandemic, we can make some real progress in this area.
We sure hope so. Much needed indeed. Heather, appreciate the information. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.